This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Allen Communications Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Carey, my co-host, Angel Padilla, doing the production work here.
Yeah.
And it is time for our talk with Matt Johnson, a guard for the UNC Bears. Matt, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, yeah. It's always great to have you in, man. And congratulations on the win against Idaho. Had to feel great. I mean, when we look at this month of January and what's gone down, aside from the Montana State game, you know, to kick things off, you guys, and I'm holding my fingers really close, we're this close to taking every game this month. It's got to feel good feeling that you've got that kind of effort. And as when tournament time comes around, that you know you can play with any of these teams.
Yeah, well, in our league, I think a lot of the teams are even. I don't think there's really a team that it's unbeatable in our league. And yeah, it just felt good. It just shows that we're making a lot more progress as a team, and we had a really close game with Ewash.
Yeah,
who's ranked number one,
and they're undefeated in play right now.
I thought we should have won that game. And a lot of the games that were close, I thought we should have won. But it just shows those winning our last two out of our three. That just shows we're making progress, and I think we have a lot more. Potential for this team than a lot of other teams in our league. A lot of other teams are close to their peak, and I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what we can be. So,
well, I think it's interesting too. So, I was on the call with Jerry for the Montana game, and it was weird not seeing you and Dalen out with the starting group. That's coach kind of looking for answers, right? That's what you have to do when you're a seven game slide. What did you take away from that game? Because it was one where in the first half some of those struggles continued for you guys, and then the second half, boy, you guys came roaring back. And again, like Brian was talking about, you're so close. Talk to me about your psyche, including with what kind of happened in the Montana game.
Well, for me, I'm one of those type of players that just does anything for the team, whether it's coming off the bench, whether it's starting, whether it's whatever I have to do. If I play 1 minute or if I play 30 minutes, I'm just going to try to get it done for the team, whatever my job is, whether it's getting my teams hyped on the bench or calling out plays from the bench or the other team's plays from the bench. I just try to do whatever it takes for us to win.
So. And your defensive intensity in the second half of that game, I thought, and you called, you forced a carry on, which there was a lot of carries called in that game for some reason, but you forced a carry, and you're telling the referee beforehand he's carrying the ball. Your defensive intensity picked it back up. You'd been struggling, shooting a little bit. How much pride do you take on still making an impact on the game when that ball's not going in the rim?
Well, yeah, just like you said, there's a lot of aspects to the game of basketball that doesn't involve scoring. I mean, there's defense, there's getting your teammates involved by passing the ball, there's screening for guys, there's so many things that you can do to affect the game when your shot's not falling. And it's clear I haven't been shooting the ball as well as I usually do all year, actually. And I'm just trying to find other ways to affect the game when my ball's not going in, and eventually that's going to go in because I've worked too hard and come too far for it not to. So I'm just staying optimistic about that. So eventually my shot's going to go back to the way that it usually is. But it's all about finding other ways to help the team win. So
how do you feel overall about this season? What your expectations were going in to where you are right now to what you could do to finish? I mean, on a grade of A to F, where do you feel you are now, but where do you think you could end up by the end of February?
Well, I think we can end up at a grade of an A. I mean, I honestly think we're at probably like a C, maybe a D right now. We're pretty low, and I think just my thoughts on the season overall. I think honestly, like to be brutally honest, I think we're underachieving. I think we're way better than what our record shows, and a lot of it is just trusting the process. I mean, we had a tough non-conference schedule, and then we started off conference bad, and we handed games away that we shouldn't have handed away. And none of this matters. It's all about if you're playing your best basketball by March,
right.
And we've been starting to improve these last three games, and we're just going to keep steadily improving. It can't be a roller coaster. It has to be a steady incline for us, and I think that's what's starting to happen right now, and hopefully it just continues until we play in March.
How frustrating was that 7-game skid? Because, I mean, that's just got to be difficult night after night to be that close and then not have it come off. It would be very easy to get frustrated and just go, screw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you guys, what you've shown over these last few games is you are getting that thing turned around. You got to feel good going into the month of February.
Yeah, it is. It's really frustrating. You know, it's hard because everybody on our team hates to lose. We're all sore losers.
And that's a good quality.
Yeah. So it's been really tough for us this 7-game stretch. But I mean, we just have to stay the course, and that's what Coach Smiley always tells us. We just have to stay the course and just keep improving every day and getting better every day. And it's not about each game. And we're not really focused on the score and the outcomes of these games. We're really focused on us and improving and just being ready to play our best basketball by March.
We're talking with Matt Johnson, guard for the UNC Bears men's basketball team. This conversation brought to you by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. Let's focus on a bright spot. Your boy Dalton Connect, he's balling out right now, man.
Oh, yeah.
Anything he's throwing up, it's going in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how cool is it when you see one of your teammates, one of your guys, kind of find that rhythm where it's just like, okay, you know, the ball's in his hand, it's more than likely going in.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, it helps for me because then then it makes the game a lot easier when you have guys like that on your team because it opens up the floor for you. And when they can't help off Dalton the way he's playing right now, so – I mean, you drive Dalton's way, they're just gonna stay with him. So it just makes the game a lot easier when you have guys that are so offensively talented like that on your team.
Are you finding are a lot of defenses doubling up on him right now?
They haven't yet, but they're about to.
Yeah,
is that what you're
not necessarily doubling up, but I mean they just don't help off of him. They just stay stuck to him the whole game. So
well, it's just, to me, this could get really interesting because if he's been the one and now the focus goes there.
We get two of the best slashers in the Big Sky. Yeah,
who then are going to be a little less attended to. And if everything starts playing out right, that can only be great for you and Dalen.
Yeah, it does. And I think that's a part of the reason why our team is underachieving is because I haven't played as well as I usually do, and Dalen hasn't even played to the level that I think he can get to. So, and he's been starting to show more of that as well. He's been starting to play a lot better, and once our team starts to click offensively, and it really just starts on the defensive end, and that's been our problem. We just haven't been getting enough stops to really get out and run because we play best in transition. So, yeah, I think when you have a guy like Dalton that can put it in the basket, it makes everybody's job a lot easier. And we have a lot of other talented guys on the team that can put the ball on the rim and can get downhill, like Langston Reynolds, Connor Creech, like
yeah.
guys like that. And Brock's been playing really well and been finishing it well by the basket. And we have Theo Hughes and Jamel and all those guys. So it just makes our job a lot easier when Dalton's playing as good as he is.
So talk to me about that three-pointer that you hit. I think it was from the parking lot in that last game that you knocked down, man. That's got to feel good, right? Especially it's just a fact that you've been in a little bit of an offensive slump. Mm-hmm. That's got to feel good to see a ball that far out going to the hoop.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel good, and it was actually the only three I made that game, which is kind of weird, but I mean, yeah.
Have you tried backing up from the three-point line? Can you shoot deeper? Maybe that's the answer.
Go Willard on this?
Actually, it's funny because my coach says I need to step forward and stop shooting them so deep.
We're talking with Matt Johnson here this morning. Matt, I want to go away from basketball real quick, and then we'll preview the Northern Arizona game. Our poll question today, we're talking video games, and we're talking arcade games. What's the best video game or arcade game that you've ever played? What's your favorite?
That's a good question. Well, I've always been a fan of 2K.
Yeah.
I used to play that a lot.
Now you're just a Fortnite tryhard?
Yeah, more Fortnite, Call of Duty, those are my two favorites. But I'd probably say overall just Call of Duty is my favorite.
What was yours? What was your favorite arcade game? No,
it was Asteroids.
Have you heard of Asteroids?
Yeah, it was just
arcade game.
Yeah, it was just like a little space biscuit, and you were a triangle shooting dots at it, and you'd hit it, and then it'd turn into more biscuit. There were biscuits to me because that's where my mind was. But would shoot all those bad boys down. You could hyperspace, end up somewhere else. But I grew up in the time when you spent a lot of time in an arcade. You know, and you would stand up at those stand-up machines and play them. And I plugged a lot of quarters into those.
TV was still black and white, man.
But when we had the old NBA game on the original Nintendo, my son and I would be sitting there. Scott Hastings was a player then,
right?
The announcer for the Nuggets. He played for the Hawks.
Yeah.
And it would be one where it's, he's heating up.
Yeah.
And he'd say that. He's on fire. And then you couldn't miss from the three-point line.
What was the one that was on your phone? What was that NBA game that was on your phone? Where it's just 3-on-3, Angel?
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam. Did you ever play NBA Jam?
NBA Jam, yeah, that was a fun one.
I used to love that you could just go crazy. It would just dunk from one end to the other.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I loved that.
I like that. I figured, you know, maybe 2K, but now Call of Duty and stuff like that, man. But there's a lot of those. How much time do you actually have during the season to just sit back and play video games?
Not a lot of time. Usually we kind of have an off day after every game, so that's a time to just kind of recover your body, and the best way to do that is just to, you know, lay around and play those video games. So I guess that's probably the only time I really have. So
we're talking Matt Johnson again. All right, so you got Northern Arizona coming up. Northern Arizona has struggled, but they pulled off some good wins. They beat Montana in overtime. They this is an interesting team. What's the scouting report saying about Northern Arizona?
Well, they have a lot of great players on their team. A lot of good shooters. One being Jalen Cohn. He's one of the best guards in the league. So he's obviously an emphasis for them. And then they also have Carson Tao, who's a really good big man for them. So they're a really talented team. And like I said before, there's every team in this league can beat each other, and everybody's good. Records don't really show how good teams are. And they're 1-7 in the league, but they've had a lot of close games. They almost beat Ewash at home their last game. So It's going to be a tough game, and we just have to lock in defensively on their shooting and a lot of their guys that can put it in the rim for sure.
They're a big team, as you were saying. That means that if you guys can get that outside shooting going to be very crucial in this game, I would think.
Yeah, they are a big team, so we just have to put an emphasis on getting them to miss and just playing and going and just playing free, and that's when we're at our best, is when we get stops and we can just go out and run. So it's going to be big for us to definitely just control them on the defensive end, and that'll allow our offense to play better for sure.
You got to get Brock Wisney fired up. Tell me, rebound, outlet pass, and let us jet, man. I think that's going to be the game plan. Are you going to be guarding Cohn without giving too much of the scouting report away? Are you going to be on him?
No, I don't know. We're not at that stage yet. These last couple games, Wednesday and Tuesday, our coaches they make an emphasis to only focus on ourselves, and we don't talk anything about
it's Thursday now though, Matt.
Well, yeah, Thursday Thursday 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, maybe later we'll find that.
that is such a good coacher speak. Steve Smiley is smiling right now listening to you answer that question. He's like, way to not give it away, man. Way to not give it away.
No, and I'm just curious. One last thing: how do you feel a week in between games? I mean, having that much rest, is that good for you guys at this point, or would you have rather gotten on the court like tonight?
Yeah, and it does get you a little anxious. You always want to go out there and play. But then at the same time, my mind's where, like, I don't want the season to end so quickly since it's my last year, so I just want it to slow down. But I don't know. It's kind of it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, you got this this week, and then you got Northern Arizona, and then I believe, is that next week? You got like three games in four days or something like that?
Yeah, we'll have five games in 9 days.
That's insane, man. February
7th. Right, enjoy the rest while you got it then.
Yeah, for sure, Matt. But, hey, appreciate it, my man. We appreciate you coming in and doing this segment with us. A big shout-out to Mark Larson for making this happen and for being able to come in here and do a segment every single week. Safe travels down into Northern Arizona. We were talking a little bit off-air. It's kind of a weird gym because it's in their dome of a football field. That dome's it's just a weird setup down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a weird setup. It's definitely in their football arena, which there's just a lot of space, and it's I don't know. It's kind of weird. But a lot of teams in our league used to do that, but NAU's like probably the only one left that really does
that. Right. Does that extra space behind the backboard, does that mess with you at all?
Now it will.
I mean, it's something I know it's something that players talk about because it's weird not see, you know, having that depth behind right?
Yeah, it is pretty weird, but I think I don't know, it's more so not really the depth behind the basket. It's just like kind of how weird the fans are just spacely, like it's just odd how they're spaced out compared to the court. It's just everything's a little weird there.
All right, you heard it here first. Matt's going off on Saturday. I can feel it. Matt, appreciate your time as always, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, 9:21. It's Good Morning NOCO. We'll be back with more. I know we say this almost every time after Matt's in, but to sit there and field questions about, you know, coming off the bench instead of starting, I mean, that takes a lot of integrity to sit there and answer that honestly.
He is a very classy young man. I mean, I believe in him so much, not just on the court, but whatever he ends up doing for a living is...
He's going to crush it.
He's going to crush it.
I just said he needs to be the color commentator for... He needs to come work here. I'm going to work on that recruiting process.
All right, so my days are numbered?
No, not here. Not on our show.
Oh, okay.
No, he can join us. He could be the third in here.
All right.
That'll work.
Keep it growing.
Yeah, I like that.
You're going to need more money.
That's true. That's normally how that works.
Yes, it certainly is.
Hey, did you see, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook, but Miss Rodeo Colorado, Randallin Watson, I believe is her name. She was down at Accessories with Flair and Hair shopping. She had a literal queen in there. Shopping around. So if you want to feel like a queen, or you want to make sure that your wife or your girl, your lady out there has what she needs to feel like a queen when
Even
you go out.
A queen shops there, and we interviewed her.
Yes,
when we were judges. We were part of the
on-air or the.
We were
the MCs. We were the No, we weren't even the MCs, were we?
No, we weren't.
What were we?
We were there.
We
were those two guys who were there to pretend to be in the media and ask
pretend questions. To be in the media?
Yes.
This is pretend?
Yes, it is. It's all a fascade.
It's such a fascade. It's unbelievable. It's so fascade-y. But what's not a fascade is all the great clothes you can get accessories with Flair and Hair.
I knew that's where you were going.
I know. It's cheesy. But Linda does do a really good job, and she is the queen at making sure you look good and feel good. Check them out, Accessories with Flair and Hair, downtown Greeley, 801 8th Avenue, suite number 4. Forget that. Just look for that red awning in downtown Greeley, 927. It's Good Morning NOCO on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Welcome back, 9:29. We're in the Allo Communications Studios, broadcasting live with Good Morning NOCO, brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley. Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint here, along with producer Angel Padilla. Hey, before we dive into what we were going to talk about there, wanted to bring this up. I had this in the back page news. People are starting to get crafty and using the In Case I Go Missing binder. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
All right. Now, this is there's websites, including Amazon and some others, that you'll be looking through, and you can find, like, the little baby theme box where you keep your kid's tooth and all those kind of things. And then you keep scanning over, and you find something that says, In Case I Go Missing binder. As seen on TikTok, it makes it super easy for the true crime obsessed to record their key stats for their loved ones. It's got a little folder to put in a piece of your hair so that they could try to match DNA, your dental records. There's one sheet of paper where you write a list of the people who, if you go missing, that they should suspect. All of these things that you can do for the ultimately paranoid to try to solve your mystery of why you're missing. you can now have in one handy binder for
$46.95.
Or you can get a Pringles can and throw it all in there and mark save.
Maybe don't do sketchy enough stuff where you think you're going to go missing. Maybe you won't need this.
Well, look, it doesn't take doing something sketchy to go missing. I mean, that could happen. But yeah, I've never, that seemed like something new.
That seems extreme to me.
It does, but we are in an extreme world.
We are.
It is a little bit different out there, that's for sure. Which is why we need to, in this world where all we hear about are things like this, we need to shine the light on the good.
Yes.
On the positive heroes of our community. And thanks to one of our new partners, we get to do just that.
Yeah, Weld Community Credit Union, Jolene and her staff over there, we are shining a spotlight on community stars. And we've talked about this a little bit. It could be Joe at the coffee house who gave you a little note, right? I ordered some DoorDash for lunch yesterday, and there was a nice little note on there that they had left. And said, thank you,
That's
Tanner.
Nice.
Hope you have a great day. Something as simple as that stuff. Or it could be your traditional. It could be a firefighter. It could be somebody, a teacher, somebody who you know is making a positive impact in our community here in Northern Colorado. We want to honor them. We want to shine the spotlight on them, and we want to award them. And tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to be releasing for the first nominations to come in. All you're going to have to do is comment, you know, who you're nominating, why you're nominating them, and then we're going to go through and we're going to pick our first ever winner of the Weld Community Credit Union Community Star. Where we're going to honor and award some of these great people in our community.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of goodies to give them, mm-hmm. also a certificate.
Yep.
You know, and we're going to talk about them on the air. Give that light to somebody who deserves it. You know, we've given lots of examples. Maybe you have somebody, you know, in your church choir who goes out of their way or volunteering. Maybe that custodian at the school, that crossing guard who
right.
has been there for 40-some years, you know, at every spot. This is where we get to do that. This community is what it is because of the unsung heroes.
Yeah.
And this is where a program like this is so awesome and can really grow and take off and become something that people look forward to getting. And the feeling you get nominating someone
yeah.
and seeing them get that accolade and have a great day, man, it just feels good all the way around, and we need more of that.
So you can do it on Facebook tonight, 7 o'clock, like I just said, at Good Morning NOCO on Facebook. You can text us to 888-530-0043 right now if you want to do a nomination now. You can call us. You know how to get a hold of us. Email us, Tanner at 1310kfk.com, Brian at 1310kfk.com. all of our info is on our website as well, 1310kfk.com, if you can get that all put together there. But there's a lot of ways to do it, and a big thanks to Weld Community Credit Union for being a part of this and bringing the community star to our show. 9:34 the time. Brady Hull, host of the whole show, joins us next, but first, bottom of the hour news and weather center. Nine 38 the time. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host, Angel Padilla, doing the production work. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios.
Yeah, we're playing a game.
The Wheel of Destiny has pointed to Angel.
Angel, what's on your mind?
We've got the we've got the headphone adapter yep. that we're spinning, and
it's
whoever
like spin
it points at.
Oh, I hope it's yeah. not like spin the bottle.
Still Angel.
Angel.
Yeah. You are the chosen one.
All right.
What's he supposed to do?
I don't really know yet.
Give us your hottest sports take right now.
Hottest sports take. I said it earlier this week. The Buffalo Bills Super Bowl window is closed.
Yeah, it was a pretty hot sports
take.
I said
take. It's hottest, not dumbest.
Oh, man. That was mean.
Oh, this
I'll
coming
just
from
shut
the...
off the mic.
Yeah, as you say, you. From then. Brady Hull, host of the whole show, joining us. Nathaniel Hackett landed on his feet. He's like a cat, man. Dropping and just lands on his feet.
I'm not sure, like, how that all worked out, you know, because the way he was hired anyway for the Broncos, it wasn't like he was known as this offensive mastermind.
No.
He wasn't calling the plays for Green Bay.
He didn't call the plays in Jacksonville.
So it's strange. I think he did call the plays in Jacksonville.
They took it away from him after this.
Yeah, but his
year,
first
right?
year, he was pretty good. That Blake
Bortles
thing.
Is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yes.
Does it say anything that he was the 15th coordinator to be interviewed?
So according to Tom Pelissero, according to Ian Rappaport, their top choice for the last week or so has been Hackett. The decision was Hackett's about whether he wanted to return to coaching so soon. Robert Saleh interviewed about 15 people, ended up with their number one choice. So he was always the number one choice. They just interviewed 15 because they didn't know.
So is he calling the plays?
Yeah.
Is he going to be calling the plays?
They're trying to lure.
I guess.
The Jets have been rumored to be willing to give up two first-round picks, and that's what the rumor is that Green Bay wants for Aaron Rodgers. So I think this is what they're trying to do.
That would be interesting. No, it really would be.
It's just there's not a great track record of a Green Bay quarterback going to the Jets.
No, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, it's nothing that so, his path has not been plowed properly.
So is Rodgers going to be with Minnesota then in like 3 years? Is he going to just follow Brett Favre's footsteps? Jets, go with the Vikings?
No.
You wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers?
He would never put on the jersey.
You don't think so?
No.
But Brett Favre did.
Yeah, but I liked him.
How was that for you?
It was great. Because I was trained to hate the Packers because it was, you know, raised in Minnesota. But even though I hated them, I always enjoyed Favre. I mean, you couldn't help but like watching him play. So when he came, for me, it was, that's awesome.
But you wouldn't do the same thing for Rodgers? Well, what would your fandom be like if Rodgers ended up with
the
Minnesota?
The Vikings don't need Aaron Rodgers.
No, but what if they did? What if Kirk Cousins
breaks
his
toe?
And they sign, well, hell, then I would welcome him in, and you put on my uniform, we're cool.
So you'd rather have Kirk Cousins than Aaron Rodgers?
For next year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
hard to argue that. I guess
disagree. No, Cousins wasn't really the problem.
No, he wasn't the problem at all, and they were this far off. He did not do things that cost them games.
Yeah,
it was not that. He didn't play defense, and neither did the defense. That's why they didn't get anywhere. Kirk Cousins was scoring 28, 35 points a game. Yeah. He did everything to make them winners. So, no, to start with somebody new coming in, when I've got Cousins, Jefferson, we got the chemistry, we've got all that going, I wouldn't mess with that at all.
Well, and the reason we're talking about this is because it is weird that he's kind of it's rumored that he could start this, but there was a Barstool employee that tweeted out, Rodgers to the Jets confirmed, then Rodgers to the Vikings confirmed, then Rodgers defrauding the state of Mississippi and doing Copperfit commercials have all been confirmed so far. So Rodgers is just going to follow exactly Brett Favre's steps, and I think it's going to be fantastic to watch. Hackett, I'm happy for Hackett as a person. I think he's a horrible coach, but I'm happy for him as a person because I think he's a decent person.
But why would you hire him to be your play caller when play calling was a weakness of his? The argument was, well, he can't do both.
Right.
He can't be the play caller and the coach and manage all the in-game stuff. But they hired Rosberg to take over the game management stuff. They gave it to Clint Kubiak to do offensive coordinator stuff until Alton took over. And you're going to hire this guy? I like Nathaniel Hackett too. It's strange to me.
It is that he got hired that quickly.
Although none of this hiring process makes any sense right now.
No, let's talk.
No one's been hired.
No.
No,
nobody.
It's the NFC and AFC championship are this weekend, and none of these head coaching jobs have been filled. Like, what's going on? Is that what it is? Everyone's just waiting on Sean Payton?
The minute he decides, staying at Fox, or I'm going to go here.
To Denver.
Everything's going to follow. Everything's going to start following because I think he's on the top of a lot of people's lists, and they're waiting to make a move until they find out whether they will get him or not. I think it's the domino that starts everything. It's just like when we have an offseason of there's four quarterbacks waiting to be signed. What's the market value going to be? As soon as that first one goes, then it starts falling into place, and we're going to have a lot of that this offseason as well. We have so many big-name people who are looking for new places to go. This is going to be the one of the most interesting offseasons for big-name coaching and quarterback playing. Where are people going to end up?
Peter Schrager, senior national writer for Fox Sports, says, Zach Stevens tweeting this out. According to Peter Schrager, Sean Payton, D'Amico Ryans, and Dan Quinn, and David Shaw are all still in the mix to be the Broncos' next head coach.
So all of them are still in the mix.
Weren't there a couple that how many?
Like Morris isn't going to be a realistic option.
And Dan Quinn doesn't have a second interview lined up with the Broncos. He's got a second interview lined up with the
Cardinals.
He just completed with the Cardinals, with the Colts on Saturday, but it's still nothing with the Broncos. This is one of two things for me. There are negotiations with the Saints about Sean Payton and seeing if they can get a deal done, and there's a game of chicken going on right now between the two of them, and maybe New Orleans will blink and they can get him for less. Or it's D'Amico Ryans, and they have to wait for the 49ers to be eliminated to make the announcement.
Well, they don't have to wait until the Niners are eliminated. If the Niners win this weekend, they can still interview They can still do the second interview, and they could announce and they do all that stuff with D'Amico. So they could do the second interview with him.
He can still coach while knowing that he's going to be...
They could do the second interview, and then the Broncos brass could know that you're our guy. He could know he's the guy.
But they can't publicly say that, can they?
I don't think so, but they can interview him again, even if the Niners win this weekend.
Right.
And then they can make their decision. Which, if they interview him again, considering the Broncos haven't done a second interview yet with anybody, I would imagine he's the guy.
Texter here from the 970. Brady,
I'm not on the Shaw bus.
Or
I'm
did
just
a good
saying,
night's sleep clear his mind? Ryan, it's D'Amico Ryan's bus.
I said yesterday that's what the Broncos would do. I didn't say I'm on the Shaw bus. I'm gauging everything that I'm hearing and the Stanford connection and all that.
Least sexy pick.
No, probably.
It's an absolute failure if they hire David Shaw.
I don't think so.
You're going to a college coach, and
I had never heard of him until his name came up.
You guys had good conversations about Stanford. I liked what you guys talked about with Mark Johnson yesterday about how he is a good dude.
Well, and Stanford does. Yeah,
it's not the NFL, and you got to hire somebody with some NFL experience. I don't like the D'Amico Ryans hire either. Right now, I think it's Dan Quinn or Sean Payton, or otherwise this
Dan Quinn. I'm surprised he got out of Arizona yesterday.
Yeah.
I figured they should have locked him in.
Yeah. So that's a good sign for the Broncos. I don't know what to make of this. I don't know what to make of Greg Penner and George Payton. They've got like four or five different chefs in the kitchen trying to figure out who the coach is going to be. They're being thorough here, but every day you don't hire a new head coach is just one day behind the eight ball.
Right.
And that's just what's fascinating to me. I get that they want to be thorough, but what does it mean? Does it mean that they don't have a guy that they're in love with? Is it all about Sean Payton? Or are there coaches that are like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to do the second interview with you.
I would be shocked if somebody had turned down the job or turned down a second interview with Denver.
Well, couldn't it be that they're, at this point, not knocked out by anybody?
That's a serious problem.
That's scary.
That is terrifying if that's the case. Because you've gone through a lot of high-quality candidates. And if none of them are like...
Then they're going to do the old...
Yeah, they're going to spin the wheel of destiny.
Spin the wheel. And it's going to land on?
Oh, it's me. Oh, I'm the new head coach of the Denver Broncos.
It's bizarre to me that Carolina, Indianapolis, Arizona, Houston, and Denver, am I missing anybody? Haven't hired anybody.
No, it's shocking. I've never seen it go this long.
No.
After announcing the firing of somebody... to not fill those vacancies. Not a one.
That's what's really surprising.
It's not
crazy.
A one.
Is that because they said you can't interview until January 17th? They changed that a little bit? Because the NFL wants teams to be more thorough. The Rooney Rule, all that stuff comes into play. They want teams to be more thorough so they're not just jumping into the big names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, your name's Jim Harbaugh. I'm just going to go all in because you're Jim Harbaugh. They want teams to wait until they can really start that interview process. So is that what it is? Or is it, like, Brian, that's a great point. Is it all just about Sean Payton? Is Sean Payton the LeBron James of the NFL right now?
But or is it this factor of the Sean Payton, maybe not necessarily where he goes, but how much damn money he gets paid? Because I know there's no salary cap.
You get like $25 million
right.
a year.
So that's insane. And I know there's a lot out there that a lot of these coaches make close to that. It's just not as blunt.
Well, Belichick makes something like that.
Right. So could these coaches be waiting for him to reset the market? We talk a lot about that with players. Could these coaches be dragging their feet and say, well, hold on a second. You know,
well, that is interesting. But it's also interesting that whoever the Broncos hire, if his name's not Sean Payton, I take things personally. The first thing I would do if I was D'Amico Ryans or David Shaw or Dan Quinn, why didn't Russ call me? Why didn't you call me, Russ? You don't want me as the head coach? You called Sean Payton. It's advertised everywhere. He didn't call anybody else.
Yeah.
That's why that move is so stupid.
I think, personally, at this point, and I've been all in on the Sean Payton. I've said that he's going to be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. I think right now... the Penner Group, or the Walton Penner Group, is in a staring contest with New Orleans to see if they can get him to back down a little bit.
And why would you?
On that. Well,
they have nothing to lose.
If he doesn't get hired this year, then New Orleans loses the rights, right? So why wouldn't you want to try and get a deal done and get something out of a coach that's not going to give you anything anyways? So you wait a year and then you get nothing anyways. So take that late first rounder or whatever it's going to take and go get it. Because if Sean Payton's in there saying it's Denver, I'm not coaching, then Denver's got a lot of leverage in that, I think.
Is he still getting paid?
Yeah, he's still under whatever their his guaranteed money was. He got that, but he's not getting paid like a
like a
yearly salary type deal.
Okay, I was just wondering because that combined with what he was making at Fox makes it pretty appealing to not be in a hurry to jump
well,
in.
What's he making
and
at Fox?
Mai Tai with Cliff Kingsbury, you know,
in Thailand.
What's he making at Fox right now?
I don't know.
Angel. I mean, I bet you he's making a lot of money just to wear a suit.
Oh, and
show up and talk about football.
And just that one show isn't the end of your income. If you're on there, the offshoots and all the other things that he could be appearing on, and he could find it a lot less stressful to get to sit in there and talk about football than actually be down there and coach it. How big is his passion to get back out there, or is it just to be a part of football?
It's $10 million annually. He's making
just
$10
million. Just to do
Fox?
Yep. And then Texter there, I think you're right. I think he has 2 years
two
left.
2 years left?
I think it's 2 years.
Well, then maybe you can drag your feet and slow play this. But
I think here's the deal. And I know we're Broncos people here, but you tell me that if you were to predict right now between the Cowboys, Chargers, and the Rams, you're telling me not one of those jobs is going to be available next year?
Oh, they'll definitely be available.
And then you're telling me that that's not more, that's less appealing than the Broncos?
I don't think any of those jobs are open.
Why?
I think Mike McCarthy gets it.
You think Staley's getting back into the playoffs? If the if the Chargers don't make the playoffs next year.
No, they'll get in.
Then that means the Broncos won't.
The Chargers were beat up with injuries this year. They were not as bad as the Broncos, but they were beat up with injuries.
I think because you played them in meaningless games at the end of the season.
That was very stupid. I think Staley's safe. And then Sean McVay, I was surprised he went. I think if Sean McVay.
Sean McVay did the opposite of what your boy Sean Payton did. Finish what I started. I'm not going to leave this franchise in shambles.
If McVay was going to leave, I think it would have been this year. So I don't think any of those jobs are
open. He's already hemming and hawing about it. I like what Angel said the other day.
He came out right after the season and goes, I'm coming back.
Because he said he didn't want to leave it in disarray.
He's not going to fix it in 1 year.
Why not? They won the Super Bowl a year ago, and
because
then they missed the playoffs.
Because they don't have any draft capital. Sounds familiar, right?
Well, the Broncos won't either if they go with Sean Payton. They'll be where the Rams are.
All right, let's switch off this pivot real quick. Ask our Happy Life Gardens poll question to you, Mr. Brady Hall. We're talking
Madden.
Video games. Okay.
Madden.
Or Red Dead Redemption 2.
You have brought that one.
Oh,
I
love that game.
Is that the Western shooting one?
Oh, yes. It's so fun. It's amazing. The
best?
7 years. Madden.
You think Madden's the best?
I play it all the time.
That's your favorite.
Yeah.
That's not the best video game.
I don't know. Duck Hunt was pretty cool.
Red
Dead. Still like that. Big Game Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I guess I choose a video game that I know I'm going to play a lot.
Right.
Because if it's the best video game, like, I love some of these Assassin's Creed games and stuff, but I'm not going to go back and play them all the time. Madden I could play probably a couple times a week.
See, and I love Madden, but the game's so stupid and
you
so
haven't played
bad.
The new one. It's the new one's legit.
That's what they say every single year.
They made
we
edits
fixed
this year.
This, we did they, this. No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. You don't know.
There's no competition.
Mr. Golf Cheater. You don't know.
Everybody cheats in golf, fair?
I don't care. I have to cheat in golf if I even want to do anything. I'm the guy's like, hey, look at that bald eagle. Whoosh, throw it.
I fell for that twice on the seventh hole.
Oh, man.
I saw him do it. I'm like, yeah, he needs this.
I wanted to argue. Did you guys see that? Wow.
Shot,
Brady, you didn't even bring your club out. Where'd it go? I gave it to Angel.
Yeah, Angel put it in.
Angel ran it over to the golf cart.
Who wins in a... it'd be Brian and
who
I.
Who wins in golf?
Angel, yeah.
But you two versus Angel and I?
I realized that after I said it. That we would.
Can we throw it? That's the only way we have a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, we can
from
throw
the
it.
Tee box.
Throw the ball, yeah.
That's fine.
Just bowl it on down there.
This is the time of the year that I really start to miss golf. Because it's like, we're too cold. I'm ready to get back out there. I've had my hiatus. I'm ready to get back out there and golf.
We still have a couple months.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Stupid. I would have been golfing this time last year.
I'd rather go in the cold and golf because there's nobody out there. And nobody can see how bad it is. Like, people ask me to golf and I say I'm bad and they're like, oh, everybody's bad. And I'm like, I'm embarrassingly bad. Where I think that you will reconsider our friendship because of how awkward things get out there.
I've been in those tournaments where I warn people and they go, you can't be that bad. I mean, come on. And then
but you're
the
good.
Hole there, you can see him mumbling.
Yeah,
each
he's
other.
Brian's good. He's a Brian and I were so nervous to go golfing that one time. And I'm like, okay, Brian must be bad like me. This is going to be awesome. And then Brian goes out there. Whoosh,
right
there it goes.
The
right down the middle. I'm like,
you played well that day, though. You did. 9:54. We've got to get a break. Stick with us, Brady. We'll be back. It's Good Morning NoCo.
Okay.
Getting one last text here. Eastside Chris. Guys, getting worried. If Peyton goes back to Fox, the other three take other jobs. Broncos just lost in musical chairs. Are the Broncos that comfortable with Jerry Rosberg? Jerry Rosberg's not.
They fired him, now he's back. Yeah. And his interview was actually his exit interview, but then he's like, he spun it around on him.
Yeah.
Actually, I do want to be here, guys.
I've got an idea.
Do you think Miles has a chance?
Miles,
the mascot?
Oh, the horse? Yeah. I thought you meant Bloomhart. I'm like, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, that's...
Special assistant to Jerry Rosberg. That could work out. Quickly, got about 30 seconds, Brady. Nuggets lost last night. Not worried about that because of load management.
Yeah, the NBA scheduling. What? This is a game. It's rivalry week. Everybody's looking forward to these games, and you put the Nuggets Bucks back on a back-to-back.
No, it's stupid, because I would have loved to have seen Giannis against Joker.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun watching Embiid against Joker on Saturday. That's going to be a fun game. Avalanche in play tonight, in action tonight. We've got high school action for you tonight as well. Resurrection Christian traveling to Eaton. Clark Johnson on the call at 7 o'clock tonight, I believe. So that'll be taking place then. Don't forget tonight, nominate your community stars. You can even nominate Brady, if he held the door open for you or something. You're not that nice. You can check it out on Facebook at Good Morning NoCo at 7 o'clock tonight. For Angel Padilla, I'm wrapping it up. I got a minute left still. What am I doing here? I got, put your hands up.
There's so many more things we can talk about.
You got something, Brian? Give us a joke. Make me laugh, funny guy.
No, I'm not going to tell jokes to cheaters at golf.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody cheats at golf.
No.
And if you're out at the, if you're bored, you know, because I know the board members out there do listen. It was a joke. I don't cheat in tournaments.
Fifth.
Yeah. Okay. No, thanks, guys. All right.
No, I've got your back.
I don't think you cheat.
Thanks.
Just in Madden.
I beat you in Madden. That's the difference. Happy Jiba Friday coming up tomorrow. Loaded show. Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Pop, Wheel of Meat. Clark Johnson, Cody Wilson. Susan Moore.
Only real insiders know what's going to be on the show tomorrow.
That's right.
Because of all the little nicknames you threw out there.
Yeah. Did you see me staring at Brian to make sure I didn't miss
Brian's
anybody?
Like, yep. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Absolutely. Whole show 11 to 2 today. Check it out. It's all on Northern Colorado's Voice. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you later.
Tomorrow.